Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you are not pleased that AEW has just smashed Wembley Arena when it comes to ticket sales, or you're mad that they just got a brand new TV show on Saturday nights, well, I don't know what to tell you, because do you know who benefits from all of this? We do, the fans and the wrestlers. When you get to choose a company, all of a sudden you can make more money. Somehow All Elite Wrestling did sell about 60,000 tickets almost instantly though, and given that they haven't even announced one match as I say these words, you have to imagine it's going to get even higher. It may even hit 75,000, which is why the name All In is so damn fitting, because much like what we did back in 2018, kind of feels like we're about to blow the wrestling industry up again. Just so that we're not done here, and there's a load of accolades that are going to come down the line, and actually kind of ties into what was going to happen years and years ago, because yeah, All Elite Wrestling did plan to come to the United Kingdom, and then something called the pandemic went, I don't want anyone to have any fun anymore. And obviously they weren't able to come over here. The thing is though, if they had ventured this way in 2020, would Tony Khan have gambled as much as he gambled here? Now do not get me wrong, this gamble paid off, but maybe he wouldn't have done, so maybe this is even better. I mean, this came as so much as a surprise, so many people on social media went, oh, poor Adam Cole. He met Wembley Arena, and it was like, no, he didn't. He met the International Stadium, which, do not forget, is where the England football team play their games. And now you're going to have some sports entertainment in there? I am pumped. Look what is happening in England in the summer as well. Not only do we have the Money in the Bank SmackDown tour, when WWE is bringing a major pay-per-view premium live event to our shores, but just a month or so after, we are going to get this massive AEW show. So I don't care, man. I am doing the Dance of Joy. I'm a wrestling fan, and I'm getting a bunch of wrestling. Because wrestling fans can't help themselves, though, all of a sudden we were making comparisons, and sure, WWE sold 20,000 tickets for their things, because that's the capacity of the O2 Arena, whereas Wembley is much bigger, so they sold even more. And look, WWE could have gone to Wembley last year, but they chose to go to Wales after Cardiff chucked some money at. And look, it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It doesn't mean you have to point the finger of blame around. What it does mean is that wrestling is booming, and that makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. I mean, we basically addressed all of this. I just want success to rain down on everybody's face. I mean, nobody expected this for obvious reasons, but that's where this secret link does come from. Because if you can believe it, a little-known company known as the World Wrestling Federation also ran Wembley back in 1992. No one thought it was going to happen then either. Because this went from out of nowhere. They went, ha-ha, we are going to put SummerSlam in Wembley. And they even had the tagline, oh, the pay-per-view you never thought you'd see, or the SummerSlam you never thought you'd see. Either way, I was like, no. I mean, I was basically a fetus, but I was like, what's going on? And the reason for this, too, is because it was a night of firsts. I mean, it was the first time Vince McMahon put on a pay-per-view over here. And let's not forget, pay-per-view had only been about 6 years at this point. And also, it was the first time the Intercontinental Championship headlined a big show. There's other firsts as well, in the sense that Vince and Bobby Heenan came together to do their debut commentary. And it was the first big event that WWE had, or the WWF had, that aired in the United States days later. You couldn't get away with that now. Social media go crazy. It was also the first time Davey Boy Smith and Bret Hart had headlined something this huge, and it was the first time SummerSlam had been in a massive stadium since 1988. Don't forget, that's when the damn thing debuted. And what many people forget when we are talking about this is that there was a switch, because for a little while, this was going to go down in Washington, D.C. before we did change our minds. And this is when we sold even more tickets. Because if it had gone down in the USA, you absolutely were not going to get over 80,000 people, which is what they did. Maybe the biggest of all the firsts, though, does come down to the fact that this was also the first major show without one Hulk Hogan. Now, this all comes down to what was going on in the early 90s and the steroid trial. Given that that has to be a different video for a different day, either wait for that or get to some Googling. The thing is, though, it had affected the perception of Hulkamania, so the powers that be were like, maybe we shouldn't be here in America right now. But because the United Kingdom British crowd was so starved for content, when we were told they were flying over here, it was like, well, how much money do you want? We'll spend it. I'm not saying that AEW is in the same position that the WWF was back in 1992, but even if I was, that would be a moot point. It happened 30 years ago. That would be like trying to compare myself to a five-year-old. What am I going to tell you? Oh, you're not going to have hair one day. He's just going to cry. I don't want to do that to the little fella. But at the same time, it is a promotion, smashing a UK show, getting everybody excited, and also maybe, just maybe going, oh, well, you didn't think we were as big as we are, did you? Well, look what we're about to pull off. Kablam! Don't tell me there's not a connection here, because there is, and straight away, the negative Nancys will come in and say, well, look at the double or nothing attendance. They didn't sell out there, and oh my gosh, Dynamite ratings are down. And sure, all of this is true, and you should focus on all these individual elements, but you also have to look at the success that's going on over here. And when you put it into one big pot, I think AEW is doing pretty damn good. When you've got to look at all the metrics, and they just sold tens of thousands of tickets and made over $6 million. Now, I've never made over $6 million. I'm going to imagine you haven't made over $6 million. And if we did, we'd be going crazy. But both aspects can be totally accurate, as it was for the WWF back in 1992. Yes, they were suffering from the steroid scandal, but yes, they were still doing some damn good business. And it is all there too, because as Vince McMahon struggled to balance this, he sold out the four UK shows before he even got to SummerSlam. And throughout all of that, merchandise was selling so well, everybody in marketing was like, this is like the boom of Hulkamania. Absolutely fantastic. So we really wanted those black t-shirts with oversized prints of wrestlers' heads on them. And it even helped out the sticker business, which sound nuts, but some companies were about to go bankrupt when all of a sudden WWF stickers went crazy, and it saved them. And do you remember what Simon Cowell, that's right, that Simon Cowell, was doing at this time period? He went, why don't we have a song called Slam Jam? Why don't we have a song called Whoa, Whoa, WrestleMania? And these stormed the charts, because even he, who didn't get wrestling, went, well, there's definitely something here. So it was just WWE ensuring they took advantage of their second biggest market, ensuring they got a boost when they needed the boost. And if that is what AEW is doing too, and it helps all around, why would you be sad about this? It's gonna work out tremendously well. I mean, don't make me go around the houses once again. You could have two promotions that are both smashing it. That should, like, light up your brain and make you sing in the morning. And even when we go back to that Clash of the Castle debate, you can do this back and forth kind of a thing, because yes, they too made a bunch of cash, but maybe if they had announced Wembley, they would have sold it out too. I mean, that's probably exactly what would have happened. So there are both huge successes, but there's no two ways about it. When we do get to August 27th, if you do want to engage in an attendance battle, well, AEW is gonna win. I love that though, because you know now, WWE is gonna come back, and they'll try and beat that, which AEW will then go, ha ha, we're now gonna try and outdo you. Once again, I get to go to all of these. I'm a lucky pup. You'd also like to think this Wembley show will have hardcore and casual fans alike. So in the same way that Vince McMahon did years ago, he bet on himself and it paid off. Tony Khan has done the same. I think he's totally smashed this. It's also really inspiring, and it could also actually help the indie scene, because sometimes what happens when it comes to business is the people at the top do go hoorah, and all of a sudden this magic rolls downhill. Like, let's say you haven't watched wrestling for ages and you think, well, I want to go to Wembley to see some, and then you think to yourself, well, I'd like to see some more. You can't go back to a stadium show, so you look around your area and you go, "Put, there's one down the road." So seriously, if this does get more people to check out pro wrestling, I'm never going to be mad at it. I'm never going to be upset about it, and I really hope we can look back on it in 5, 10, 15, 20 years and go, remember that show we did in London? It sent AEW off to the moon. So we are living in the good times, and long may it continue, and no matter what the three letters are that promotes a promotion, I wish you nothing but the best. Now, of course, you can debate this in the comments, but let's be nice about it. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Make sure you click one of the videos on the screen to continue your What Culture journey. Go to whatculture.com, and you can follow us at What Culture WWE. Simon at 316. My name is Simon WhatCulture. Thank you very much for joining me as always. You take care of yourself. And if you are going to either Money in the Bank or All In 2023, I hope to see you there. We're going to have a damn good time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.